Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is tax day, April 15th, 2013. But what normally the news would be kind of focused on people lined up at the post office dropping off their last minute tax returns. But today is going to be a little different, right? I was at lunchtime today here in Sacramento and I heard the news that I was listening to Bloomberg on the radio and I heard the news that there were explosions at the Boston Marathon, and you know, it's extremely frustrating and horrific, right? It's horrific. I mean, consider what the friends and family are going to go through, and the people that were injured. It's just horrible. And then the impact of that on society, right? We're going to be making more laws and legislation, and have to have more checkpoints and security, and spend a lot of money that we don't have to prevent these kind of acts of violence. And it's just frustrating. I just can't put the words to it. It's very depressing. Very depressing. And I don't want to spend too much time talking about it. There's going to be people talking about it nonstop for the next few weeks, if not years on end, about what happened and you know, what we'll have to go through to try to prevent that kind of thing again. So it is what it is, right? The stock market, that's mostly what I'm going to talk about. The stock market hit a wall today, right? And getting the blame is China. Because China's growth slowed by, 0.2%? And that was enough to concern the world. But as I blogged about earlier, didn't we already know that? I think so, right? I mean, I thought we knew that China was slowing down, and I thought we knew that, you know, European countries are in recession, and some European countries are facing financial collapse, and the United States jobs data sucked, and economic numbers have sucked. I mean, this isn't new news, so there's been a lot of bullishness, and, you know, my thought is just kind of a flight to quality, really, in the U.S., because of a lot of the world's concerns, people buying U.S. assets, really. And with the Fed printing money, with Japan printing money, with I think even Europe is, I don't know, whatever Europe's doing. I think the money is kind of flowing here, right? But today we saw just kind of a collapse. And look at the precious metals. Look at gold. I mean, it was down like 9% today, right? It just took a beating. And, you know, everybody thought that gold leads to, money printing leads to inflation, but, and eventually, you know, it probably will, but right now, it just seems like folks are pretty concerned about things, and we're really tailed off at the end of the day. You know, I was almost expecting to see the market make a comeback, and it had a few bounces, right, midday, late day, and it had enough bounces that I thought, you know, maybe this thing is gonna, you know, not reverse all the losses, but definitely kind of do what it's been doing the last few weeks or months, where anytime you get any kind of sell-off, you know, the buyers are just right back in there. It's Monday. You know, we've had a lot of bad Mondays, and, you know, we'll see what happens going forward. You know, my thought is the same I mentioned last night, the same I mentioned in the previous audio boo, is that, you know, we're going to get a correction, and I think a fairly sizable correction. I don't know if it'll be a bear market or back down to 700 on the S&P 500, but you know, my thought right now is just going to be a summer correction. And with the big run-up we've had, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to see it be a little larger than normal. But overall, with all the money being printed, I do think the economy is growing slowly, right? So, you know, I don't know if we're going to get a 20 or 30% year in the stock market like a lot of folks were thinking. But, you know, we're going to pull back at some point. Maybe it started today or maybe it didn't. But at some point, we're going to pull back and probably rally again in the fall. And that's my best guess. And that's pretty... You know, I'm not really going out on a limb with that prediction based on historical seasonality of the weak season between spring and fall at some point, right? It doesn't happen on an exact calendar day most times. Sell in May is just kind of rule of thumb. But usually the peak happens, you know, slightly before, slightly after. And the same thing when you buy stocks, you know, in September, October, November, something like that. Somewhere near a double bottom, triple bottom. Anyways, that's what I'm thinking. Just thinking out loud. I didn't pay too much attention to earnings today. It's going to be kind of hard to find amongst the headlines, but I saw that HCA, the health company, it didn't do well. It was down about 5% after hours. I think Citigroup beat. I don't know what it was trading at. And the other thing is, I saw that Dish is buying Sprint, which I don't know. I don't know if that's a good buy or a bad buy. It seems to me Sprint's kind of the odd man out between AT&T and Verizon. So, you know, we'll see if Dish can help it. But I don't know. I don't think that's the most exciting thing ever. Anyways, hey, I am driving in the rain. You know, Sacramento, you know what happens is we get usually a pretty nice March, or a lot of nice days in March. And then April comes, right, and it starts to get kind of blustery, very spring-like. The winds pick up, and we get some weather. So in spring, what happens, or in March, what happens is, you know, plants start blooming and start putting out buds, and you know, apricot trees got little baby apricots. And then the wind and rain comes and knocks everything down. Of course, not everything, but enough to make you frustrated that you got to go pick up little baby apricots. But anyways, hey. Well, hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.